You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have Peter Talman with me once again. Peter is a geologist. He's ahead of Klondike Gold Corp, and he's a lot of experience in exploring and developing projects in many different places around the world, in Canada, Chile, Mexico, and Australia. And he's been involved in grassroots discovery and delineation of 3 mineral deposits over his career, and he's just had very highly acclaimed, very highly regarded geologist. When I talk to his peers, they have nothing but good things to say about Peter, so it's a pleasure having him with us. Thanks for joining me again, Peter.
Thank you, Jay. It's a pleasure to be back.
Always good to have you. I should mention that your stock trades in Toronto. KG is a symbol. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol KDKGF. 67.5 million shares out, and in U.S. money, about 26 cents, giving it a really minuscule market cap of $18 million. So I think people should keep that in mind when we talk about the prospects that you have here. I mean, we last had you on the show around February 14th of this year, I believe. That's the last time you were with us. And after that, just after that, you announced a $2 million exploration program for this year. Can you talk a little about that exploration program, Peter? What were the goals and the objectives of this year's exploration work?
Well, I appreciate it. That was back then, and it's been a long couple of months here, but February, March, April, what we were looking at was drilling 60 holes on our very large property here in the Klondike in Yukon, doing about 5,000 soils, which would kind of regionally cover holes where we don't know anything about the exploration potential, mapping and prospecting many of the areas that nobody's really been to or delivered any results, and also doing a kind of a highfalutin 3D IP survey over the main zone of interest that we discovered late last year, which was Lone Star. So what we thought was, 50 to 60 holes for the year, the majority of them would be on this Lone Star potential discovery, focus the 3D IP on that, but try to do generative exploration all the way through the 550 square kilometers of land that we have.
Wow, it's a huge tract of land you've got there. One very positive factor that seems to me to bode very well, and I think you talked about it back in February even, you put a couple of holes down last year, I believe towards the end of the year, and you discovered the potential for a bulk mineable project instead of just a vein, high-grade vein target. There's some dissemination beyond the veins that give you the potential to do something on a bulk mining scale that could really enhance the economics. Can you talk a little bit about your press release today, which seems to enhance that idea even more, Peter, if I understand what you put out today?
Yeah, well, and that's so appreciate. So we're in the Klondike, which has produced in placer 20 million ounces of gold. We own the entire district, so all the gravels that contain that 20 million ounces, we own the underlying rights to, and basically all the highlands around. And appreciate that all that gold is extracted just by simple gravity separation with water, so it's visible gold. Mm-hmm. And the Klondike is known for its visible gold. And so far, historically, it had been known for visible gold in quartz veins only, really. Many people appreciate that it's difficult to build tons in quartz vein-only deposits. They tend to be narrow and high-grade, so your tonnage potential doesn't usually get to be big. They can be, but it's hard. So finding something that was bulk tonnage, which is what we had at the end of last year, we had a PhD student suggest this one particular area and said, hey, have you looked there? Because there's disseminated gold in the rock. It's not just in the quartz vein. And so right at the end of the year, it started in late September, and we went into October drilling. And originally I'd decided to commit, I don't know, it was about half a dozen holes. We ended up drilling 17, and 14 of them hit. And basically, we went so far as to say, okay, we didn't have any assays at that point. We just went, look, this looks good, and we could see visible gold through most of the stuff that we were drilling, and it looked wide. So we were releasing those results in late November all the way through into mid-January, and the results are really good. There is it's a relatively low grade. The best hole was 2.4 grams over 37 meters, so whatever, over 100-odd feet. Mm-hmm. And all of them in aggregate averaged a gram and a half over 25 meters. Those are the 14 intersections. And that was drilled over a 700-meter strike length. All of it at surface, basically starting at surface, and that's what we concentrated on. And so then we had this $2 million exploration budget that you alluded to earlier. That was just after I was on last. And we went, all right, well, we'll try to develop this target. It is the first big bulk tonnage target that's been identified in the Klondike ever. Let's test that, but, you know, we got to keep looking for other things. So we have been working for, I don't know, 2 months now, and we've been drilling for over a month. And what's developed first was we re-logged the core that we drilled last year and realized that the geology is continuous, which nobody had really managed to document before, and we could trace this disseminated unit all the way across the Lone Star, the Bonanza, the ridge above Bonanza Creek. And then we went back and drilled it, and so we've drilled 18 holes in total to date, and we announced the first two holes assay results this morning, and they were better than anything we drilled last year. And not only that, but we did a step out of what we already knew. We went 50 meters away from where we knew there was stuff, and we hit it again with better results. And then we went behind the best hole as well and hit that and got better than we had last year as well. So that's exciting from a number of different standpoints. Number one is that we have a consistent geological package that is mappable, and we can trace it with a drill, and it also has consistent grades, which is also fantastic.
That's really fantastic. In fact, that was one of the issues that I heard some of the skeptics talking about before, was continuity, and if you've got that. Well, so, Peter, do you think your main objective here now is to try to go for something on a bulk mineable strategy? Is that probably where you're headed with this, or I guess you got to take it step by step, right?
This target is huge, and I know you're going to talk about the rest of the news. This is only one aspect of the news release, but the target is, it's very, very big. It's beyond what you would normally speculate about as looking for, X. This is something that has potentially, I don't know, it'll certainly be transformative for Klondike Gold. Part of the news release was, and I'm probably jumping ahead a bit, but we did wildcat drilling 700 meters away in one direction and half a kilometer, 500 meters away in the other direction, off in the middle of nowhere. Both of those tests also hit visible gold, also hit mineralization like what we're getting in our main target area. And so we have now almost 1.95, call it 2 kilometers, where we know this mineralization exists. We still don't have much information about it, but I have lots of drill targets to go play with right now.
In either direction, along strike?
In either direction and down dip. So we're 2 kilometers along strike. We haven't begun drilling down dip yet on any of this stuff. That's about to begin now. This is a significant target that, when you look at all the other targets, like Kaminak had, several 3, 4, 5 kilometers of potential target. And I'm looking at that right now on our one main target, and we have multiple things that look just like that.
All right. So it's my understanding that you've got, you know, you've got this dissemination that is being proven out now, but also that you have a little better handle now in terms of structural controls for the higher grade stuff. Is that right?
Yeah, both the higher and the lower. And that's been the revolutionary aspect that's happened only in the last month and a half, as we've identified it's a thrust fault, this is a low angle. It's a fault that lies underneath the package that's mineralized, and what's happening is the gold-bearing fluids are being pumped along that fault, I think the San Andreas laid on its side, mm-hmm. and then coming off and up above it are these secondary faults. They're openings, they're extensional, and so the gold-bearing fluids are being compressed and pumped along the underlying fault and are escaping up into these higher angle structures. And that's where we're finding that. And so these higher angle structures, one of them at Lone Star I've called the Bonanza Fault, wherever that cuts the disseminated unit that we're finding, that disseminated gold is hosted in a unit that's porous and permeable, so the fluid mm-hmm. can get in there easily. Mm-hmm. And then it precipitates, and it just comes out as flakes of gold, evenly disseminated through this 30 to 40 meter wide unit. And as long as we follow that unit along or adjacent to the Bonanza Fault, we've been able to hit it and find visible gold. And that, just the proof, even just the proof of drilling these two holes with similar assays, is really important. Because A, we have an exploration model that works. B, that it's a really big area with an immense amount of strike length potential, and we can follow it.
Yeah, talk a little bit about, with just about 2 minutes left, how much you have a lot of other targets, but your main focus is right in the Lone Star area right now, I guess, right?
And we've drilled 750 meters now at more or less 50 meter centers. Most of those holes are still to be come. We have 14 holes coming for assay from that. We've traced it by jumping out another 1,200 meters. So we have to infill through that. And then through geophysics, we've traced that again another 5 kilometers. So we're looking at something that's 7.5 or 8 kilometers long. Mm. There's soil, golden soils along it, and some other indications that we should go there and do something. And that's one structure. That's the Bonanza Fault structure. So let's call it 8 kilometers length. Mm. Then some of the work that we've done before that I've talked about that wasn't nearly as impressive, but we were learning. Nugget Zone had an assay of 5 grams over 14 meters in quartz vein only, but now what we know is that is a structure about the same length as the Bonanza Fault structure. Where we drilled it, it's cutting impermeable rocks that aren't quite so porous, and mm-hmm. so it just created quartz veins and it didn't alter the rock. Mm-hmm. So we have to follow that structure along to where it gets into these disseminated zones.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we have 4 of those structures, each 7 to 8 kilometers in length.
Wow.
That are above this thrust and controlled by it, and that are mineral. We've drilled them already. We know their gold mineralization is there. We just have a better understanding of them now. So we're really on to something. And it's very big.
Well, you're on to something, and you've got phase two, which you announced. You're just starting phase two of this year's work program. With just a minute, maybe 2 minutes if we squeeze it, Peter, what do you expect to do with phase two? And then are you well-funded? I guess you have enough money to carry out this year's work, but is there anything else you can think of that our listeners need to know about?
We're in the middle of spending we're in the early phases of spending $2 million, so we have, as we originally budgeted, loads of money to do everything we want to this summer and fall. We would still have, at the end of the day, $3 million left in cash in December. We're well-funded. If I make discoveries that if I can produce results that I expect, I foresee trying to raise a larger pot of money at much higher prices, of course, to fund a very intensive program for the next 2 years. And so there'd be a fairly major expansion of the exploration program, many more drills, lots of other geophysics as potential. But, you know, first things first, the phase two of this year is going to be another 20 holes, and they're now more or less focused on extending the Lone Star target into these outlying other discoveries that we've just made, so that we can prove that we have a 2 kilometer strike length, not a 750 meter strike length that's mineralized. And we're also going to do some undercuts to prove it goes to depth. And what we're really trying to do is outline the beginnings of what may potentially be an open pit resource if cows fly. So we've got a lot to do before we get through this year.
Well, I don't think we have to wait for cows to fly. I think I like to think it's a little more certain than that, Peter. So what should people be watching for then? I guess drill results. You won't come up with a resource this year yet.
No, we certainly won't. I'm contemplating getting a second drill. That's right now contemplation. But what's going to happen is every week or at the most 2 weeks, we're going to have drill results right through to November. Maybe into the new year, plus other exploration results, because we do actually get lost in this. We have other targets that we're having success with, and I'm going to try to get over and actually test things like at Gold Run. It's 50 kilometers away from Lone Star, but it looks the same. It's just early days yet.
Oh, very exciting indeed, Peter. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll look to do it again sometime as your program continues to progress.
Thank you.
All right, folks, so don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Hamilton. First time on our show. I'm really looking forward to talking to Chris. Stick around. I think you'll really find him of interest.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Novo Resources focuses on the exploration and development of gold projects. Its flagship asset is the Beatons Creek Gold Project in Western Australia, where it is currently upgrading and expanding on its resources to produce an economic study in Q3 2017, followed by construction in Q1 2018. Novo enjoys a strong balance sheet and supportive shareholder support from the likes of Eric Sprott and Newmont Mining. It trades in Canada and the U.S. under the symbols NVO and NSRPF, respectively. A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.